the center fielder, and Griff Specker makes the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Noah Pitts will hit for Dodge Hill. Both Craig Council now being there, and I realize that well, maybe my attitude is, what have you done for us lately? You know, because he gave him some good years in Milwaukee, but kind of surprised he took the money and ran. I guess that's my biggest thing. There's the pitch, strike called, nothing and one. And people probably would say, well, you would too. Well, I don't know. Difference of $1 million, what difference does it make, right? The Brewers offered him five. There's the pitch down low for a ball, maybe $2 million difference. One and one. Noah Pitts, the batter. Infield backed up a couple of paces. Blakely from the windup. The pitch is outside for a ball. Two and one. It is a tough place to manage in Milwaukee, smaller market and whatnot. It feels like sometimes they may have been able to get more than they did. High fly to left, well hit. The left fielder is back. That ball is out of here. A home run for Noah Pitts. And Dodgeville is on the board. Pitts will touch them all with a ball that just kept on keeping on. And a one-out home run in the fourth inning for Dodgeville. Really their first highlight of any kind here. Pitts greeted by his teammates at home plate, and it is a seven-run ball game. Aiden Murphy, the pitcher, will step up. He had a single last time for his first hit. Makes his way in, and Quincy Blakely set to work for the Blackhawks. From the windup, there's the pitch, strike call. Nothing and one to the batter. Murphy taps the plate. Ready to roll. There's the pitch by Blakely down low. One ball and one strike. That ball landed. There were a group of people are out in lawn chairs out in left field. That landed right amongst them. Here's the pitch down low. And the count goes to two and one to the batter. Blakely back on the hill from the windup. The pitch fouled at the plate. Or strike two. So the count goes even. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. Blakely gets the baseball back. One away here in the fourth. The 2-2 low. That one skipped across the plate. Count goes full now. Three balls, two strikes to the batter. Back to Blakely for the payoff pitch to Murphy. From the windup, there's the pitch. Bounced slowly. Third base side. Quincy over. Picks. Throws. They won't get him. That's an infield hit for Aiden Murphy. So it acted almost like a bunt. Killed on the third base grass there. And he is aboard. Brady Jabs will be the batter. Time is called. Dodgeville looking for a courtesy runner. So they will get, well, actually this would be a pinch runner as Aiden Murphy is the shortstop. So I'll check that. No, he's now the pitcher. He started at shortstop. So it is a courtesy runner. He'll go to the Dodgeville dugout. Get somebody up with a batting helmet on. So, number four, Carson Muldrum now running at first base with one away. Blakely ready to go. There is the pitch, fouled off, and out of play. Nothing and one. Joey Otterbaum due next for the Dodgers. Trying to have an even bigger fourth inning. Blakely is set. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Quincy keeping the runner honest over here at first base. Didn't throw with a lot of zip that time, but might come back with another one here. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That's the ball inside. Milanowski looks the runner back at first base. The count goes to one ball and one strike. The batter back in. Blakely to the belt. There's a pitch. Bouncing ball over the pitcher. Oh, nice job by Blakely. Throws it high, though, in the center field. Picked up by the center fielder. Strecker going to third with it. The throw there. Not in time. Runner goes to second. And Dodgeville's got something going. All the way to third base is Aiden Murphy, who should have been out at second base after Blakely went high in the air to bring that down. He threw it high into center field. So the batters, or runners moving on. Murphy, his runner is at third, and jabs at second. That brings up Joey Utterbaum, and River Valley will have a conference at the mound. Leading 8-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game just a little more than an hour old, and both teams, a lot of strategy. Both teams have had base runners. Conference at the mound is brief. Coach Miller heads off to the sidelines. And now everybody back into position. Dodgeville's got the excellent opportunity now with a couple of runners aboard. A chance to score more here in the fourth inning with one away. Joey Otterbaum standing in from the right-hand side. Quincy Blakely from the windup. Here's the pitch down low. Runners will think about it but not go as that ball rolls back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. Quincy Blakely has gone the distance for the Blackhawks. I've not noticed them warming anybody else up here for pitching. Blakely has been cruising until now. Here's the pitch. This one down low. He's had a few in the dirt this inning. That is ball two. Two balls, no strikes to the batter. Holdrum at third and jabs at second. 2-0 offering. There's the pitch down low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Only one Dodgeville out here in the bottom of the fourth. Blakely back to work. Otterbaum is in. 3-0 pitch is high. He walked him. They're loaded up. That'll bring up Lake Luttrell for Quincy Blakely. That is the second walk that he has given up this game. So they're loaded up. And Dodgeville bringing in a pinch hitter, it looks like. So we'll check that out in a moment. Here's a high fly ball on the first base side. Chase Gilbertson got it, and that's a big out. There is one away as first ball swinging. The batter pops out. And there are now two away. That was Ryan Gorgon. Had to check back at the roster. So Gorgon with a pinch hit and or a pinch hit attempt. He is out. And the batter now top of the order. And Nathan Johnson. Loaded bases here in the fourth. River Valley trying to get out of it. They've given up one run on the long home run by Noah Pitts. A solo shot. Blakely ready. There's the pitch. That one bounces in the dirt. Milanowski with the block. Batters right now for Dodgeville. And all batters will be looking a little bit into the sun here as they peer out toward the pitcher this time of day. Blakely set to work. The glove up by Milanowski. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. Johnson, the seventh batter of the fourth inning for the Dodgers. Runners at 1, 2, and 3 for Dodgeville. Here's the pitch by Blakely. That one is high. 2-1. Dodgeville trying to bring them around and make this game a little more interesting or closer anyway. River Valley trying to throw a little water on it. 2-1 offering down low in the dirt. 3-1 now. Blakely trying to get out of it. River Valley and out away here in the inning. 3-1 on Johnson. There's the pitch by Blakely. It is down low, ball four. And he'll walk in a run. Muldrum scores. It is 8-2. Dabbs goes to third. Honorbaum to second. Johnson at first. And the batter, Jack Graber. He has flown out a couple of times, once to center and once to right. Here's the pitch. Strike, or is it? Nope, down low. One ball, no strikes. Graber, the eighth batter of the inning. Dodgeville within a total of 6 runs. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2 balls and no strikes to the batter. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-0 now. River Valley trying to get out of it. That elusive third out is kind of tough. 3-0 on the batter. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. He walked in another run. Jabs will come in to score. It is 8-3. And now River Valley hustling a couple over to start warming up here. Blakely trying for that third out. Honorbaum goes to third. Johnson at second. Graber at first. And Riley Berg will be the batter, the ninth man of the inning, and he takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dodgeville within 5. River Valley had a 6-run second, if you're just joining us. The pitch is called a strike. 1-1 to the batter. River Valley trying to get Quincy Blakely at least through the fourth inning here. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. The 1-1 offering, there it is, bounced on the infield. Shortstop side and bobbled, and one run will score. 2 runs are going to score for the Dodgers. 9 men, and Dodgeville is batted around, and they score 2 more. Honorbaum scores. Johnson scores. Graber goes to second. And at first base is Berg. And Dodgeville is within 3. They have batted around. Ben Hawkinson, the batter, he flew out to center field to lead off this inning. It seems so long ago. There is a strike called on the batter. 0-1. 5 runs across for the Dodgers here in the fourth inning. Blakely back and ready. Milanowski with the glove up. Quincy checks number 2. There's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. 2 strikes now on the hitter. Outfield fairly deep in all fields, and the infield deep as well for a possible force and a play up the middle. Blackhawks trying to get out of it. First out went very, very quickly, and they call a balk on Blakely. Balk is called, and so that'll push the runners out there. He went to his mouth while on the mound is what they're telling the River Valley coaching staff. So, runners at second and third. Graber at third. Berg at second. 0-2 to Hawkinson. Blakely ready. Here's the pitch. That one got away high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tying one at the plate for the Dodgers in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blakely back to work. The 1-2 offering. Change up. Strike 3 called. And River Valley finally gets out of it here in the inning. Quincy Blakely with a total of 3 strikeouts. Dodgeville comes away with 5 runs in the inning. And it's now an 8-5 game after 4 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. Comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
We go to the fifth inning. Aiden Murphy remains on in relief for the Dodgers. It is an 8-5 game, and Jordan Gallagher will lead it off for River Valley. He'll be followed by Trey White and Logan Willis. 8 runs, total of 6 hits for River Valley, 2 errors. For Dodgeville, 5 runs, 4 hits. They have not committed an error, it doesn't look like. We are set and ready. Murphy set to face Jordan Gallagher, is 1-for-2. Got a single and scored a run back in that 6-run second inning. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Dodgeville playing pretty well behind their pitchers. Both pitchers have struggled a little bit. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. River Valley trying to get right back at it after an 8-run lead. Here's the pitch. There's the strike call. 2-1 to the hitter. Still a long way to go on this one. Kind of a wild one. At Centennial, the pitch, changeup hit way up in the air. Center fielder coming over, left fielder over, calls him off, and it's dropped by the left fielder. So Gallagher will round first and hold there. And the batter will be Trey White. Both teams have had a couple of miscues out there. That is, let's see. Error for Dodgeville, error number 4. Runner at first, there's the pitch. Batter bunts out in front of the plate, and the ball rolls up the line, first base side, bobbled by the pitcher. The throw, didn't get it. Everybody is safe. Jogger at second. White with a bunt hit. And he is on at first base, so here come the Blackhawks now. Logan Willis looking for his first hit. Is popped out and grounded out here today. 2-1 out for the Blackhawks. Aiden Murphy set, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. This is going to be tough. Picked up by the pitcher. There'll be no throw. Everybody is safe. 2 bunt hits in a row for the Blackhawks, killing it on that infield grass here at Dodgeville. Gallagher goes to third. White at second. Willis at first. Jaden Gallagher will be the batter. He has reached on an error and scored, and he has struck out. Timeout, conference at the mound now for the Dodgers. So they will talk it over. Dodgers have committed a total of 4 errors. River Valley with 2. There have been some big hits along the way as well. 2 RBI double by Abbott Milanowski for River Valley was one of the big hits here. Solo shot by Noah Pitts in the previous inning. That's a big one for the Dodgers as well. The infield beating continues, so the Blackhawks right back at it. River Valley was up 8-0, and they were cruising along, and things were going well. You started at that point to think about, well, maybe they could 10-run them today. And Dodgeville strikes back for 5. And now River Valley has the bases loaded and nobody out. that kind of game today. Here we go. Conference is over. Jaden Gauger, the batter, here's the pitch, and he takes a look at his stride. Nothing in one. Caden Plumlee and the top of the River Valley order due next. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Here comes the pitch. Check swing and a ball upstairs. 1-1 the count to the hitter. Runners again get their leads. Sacks are packed. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Two strikes on Gauger. They'll bring the baseball back to Aiden Murphy. Murphy looking to try and get something, force in any base. Here's one popped this way, and it is out of play. Over by the snack bar. So they'll get the new baseball out for Aiden Murphy. Count remains 1-2. Jaden Gauger is in, cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. Takes a look at a ball. 2-2 to Jaden. Jordan Gauger at third. Trey White at second. Logan Willis at first. The 2-2 ripped in the air to center. Coming out of the center fielder. He's got it. The River Valley runners all took off. They'll have to get back. Morris at second. They got him. Double. Wow. River Valley ran themselves out of a little bit of action there. It almost, there were possibilities where there could have been 3 outs on that play. A triple play caught by Jabs. Both runners at second and third took off and were almost to the next base. So 2 away now, and the top of the order, Caden Plumlee will be the hitter. So a 8-4 double play. Plumlee today has out, flown out for a sacrifice and grounded out. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air behind second. Second baseman going back, and he's got it with a good play. Latrell hauls it in. River Valley had a chance to score some when the base is loaded and nobody out, and they failed to get anybody across, and that'll do it in the fifth inning. No runs. There were a couple of hits, another error for Dodgeville, and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 5. It is an 8-5 lead for River Valley over the Dodgeville Dodgers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to partner with Southwest Tech's Need for Nurses program. There is a shortage of nurses in our area, and we're working with other hospitals to open pathways to nursing education. In addition to offering nursing internships for students working toward a nursing degree, the Richland Hospital and Clinics also offers scholarships and tuition reimbursement to help our nurses pursue further education. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
So Pitts leads off for the Dodgers and takes a look at a strike here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Last time that he was up, he blasted a home run for the Dodgers. 8-5 River Valley, bottom of 5. Quincy Blakely still on the hill for the Blackhawks. Here is a changeup called a strike. Nothing in 2. Pitts, Aiden Murphy, and Brady Jabs due here for the Dodgers. Blakely from the windup. There's the pitch, and the batter went around. Dropped by the catcher. Throw to first. Completes the strikeout. One away now. That would be strikeout number 4 for Quincy Blakely. Now the batter will be Aiden Murphy. He is 2-for-2. Singled in the second. Infield single in the fourth, and he scored a run. So he will tap the plate. Quincy Blakely back to work. Here's the pitch. Low. 1-0 here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Filanowski with the glove up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. 1-1. Dodgeville sending 10 men to the plate in the previous inning. Blakely looking down the barrel. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2. Boy, Quincy looks like he has new life out there. After a little bit of a rest in the dugout, 1-2 offering. Swung on, hit to center. Coming a long way is Sprecher, and he's got it in right center field for out number two. Griffin with a running catch, and that will bring up Brady Jabs. Brady has popped out, reached on an error, and scored a run. Get the impression in this game that if you feel real safe with any lead. 8-5 River Valley in the advantage. This one down low for a ball. 1-0. Joey Honorbaum due next. There are two outs. Blakely's pitch taken low. 2-0 to the hitter. Batter taps the plate. Blakely ready for the 2-0. There it is. Swung out, ripped to center, in there for a base hit. Jam, first official hit. He'll round first and look as the throw comes on from Griffin Sprecher. Joey Honorbaum has struck out and walked and scored. Number 8 hitter in the Dodgeville order. He is back up and ready to roll. He is in. Blakely with a pitch. Change up. Strike one. Throw back to first. Not in time. Nothing in 1-2 the batter. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-5 River Valley. 1-2. Blakely to the belt. Quincy to the plate. There's a strike call. Nothing in 2 to the hitter. Time called for a moment. Slight lead at first for Brady Jabs now as we're back to action. Nothing in 2. Quincy steps off. Now he's back on. Working from the stretch. Blakely ready for the 0-2 offering. Here it is. Ripped in the air to left center field. Coming over is Jaden Gallagher, and he's got it. Pretty good ride for Joey Honorbaum, but that will do it for the Dodgers. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, one left on. We go to inning number 6 today in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball here at Centennial Park in Dodgeville, River Valley 8, the Dodgers 5 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Griffin Smucker leads off and fouls one back. It's the top of the sixth. Nothing and one from Aiden Murphy. Here comes the next pitch to Griffin. Rips it toward the middle. Going to be played at second base. The throw to first and got him. That one rolled through the middle. Luke Littrell at second base. Over to Riley Berg at first for the Dodgers. One up and one down in the inning. It'll bring up Abbott Milanowski. Chase Gilbertson will be on deck. One away in the top of the sixth, an 8-5 River Valley lead here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference baseball. From the line to the pitch. Low for Murphy. One ball and no strikes. The game's going on. Richland Center in Lancaster tonight. Again, the Arrows with five wins so far in the league. That pitch is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. These teams, River Valley and Dodgeville, coming in with records of 5-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big swing by Abbott. And the count goes to 2-1. Aiden Murphy looking in for the sign from Ben Hawkinson. And the kick and the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. And it's two balls and two strikes on the batter. Mike Riley doing the cooking job down below us. Those brats and hamburgers smelling pretty good here at the old ballpark. 2-2 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Catcher drops it. He'll pick, throw to first inside. And there are two away. Fourth strikeout recorded by Dodgeville's Aiden Murphy. River Valley goes two up and two down. And the batter, first baseman Chase Gilbertson. Chase has had a big day, singled and scored back in the second, and struck out in the second. As they batted around, he also singled to knock in a run on the fourth. 2-3. Here comes the windup and the pitch by Murphy, and a wild one back to the net. It is one ball and no strikes. River Valley has been warming up a couple of players. Possibilities of bringing some relief in for Quincy, and I'm guessing that he's going to run out of pitches before the seven innings are complete. There's the pitch. That one rocked toward short. One hopper to Murphy. Comes up firing high. The tag put out by Riley Berg, and that'll get Chase Gilbertson. 6-3 put out, and River Valley goes 1-2-3. For the first time since the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's River Valley leading it 8-5 over Dodgeville in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Keegan Heiser is a new pitcher for River Valley, warming up here to start it in the sixth inning. Heiser coming out in relief of Quincy Blakely. And Quincy today with a total of four strikeouts, four walks, and gives up five hits. 8-5, River Valley leading. It's the bottom of the sixth. And the first batter will be the number nine hitter, followed by the top of the order. Keegan Heiser, number nine, coming in off the bench. I'm guessing it's right in place of Quincy Blakely. I don't see him anywhere else on the field, so looks like he came in directly for Quincy and will pitch. So we get the sixth going here, the bottom of the sixth, and standing in is Gorgon. Here comes the windup And the pitch, that one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Couple of swings, and the batter is back in and ready. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Ian Gorgon, the batter. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, down low, ball two. Ryan came in as a entry, batted for the first time in the fourth inning, so up for the second time this evening. 8-5, River Valley leading. Eight runs for the Blackhawks on eight base hits. Here's the pitch, low for ball three. Five runs and five hits for the Dodgers. A new baseball coming out for the new River Valley pitcher. Iser back to the hill. Milanowski with the glove up. 3-1 offering from the River Valley right-hander. Here's the pitch. Blair down the line, hooking, foul left field side. Look out for the bus. And it landed just near the bus. Strike two. Full count. River Valley bus parked down the left field line. Kind of over in the left field foul pole corner area there. Full count offering. There is the pitch ripped toward left. That one is going to be in there for a base hit. Jaden Gauger picks it up, and Gorgon has a leadoff hit in the sixth inning. Back to the top of the order for the Dodgers, and Nathan Johnson, Jack Graber, due next. Johnson today has flown out to left, singled, and walked. He has an RBI to his credit. Checks the sign and stands in. 8-5 River Valley, bottom of six. Iser ready to work, checks the runner at first. And the pitch bunted and missed. He offered. It's strike one. The timeout for the plate to be swept off. And Milanowski coming off a little bit limping after that play. We'll give him a moment to kind of walk it off. I think he kind of wrong, maybe even stepped on the baseball. He's all right. Already back into the catcher's position. Nothing and one to the batter. Dodgeville with a leadoff man on. Nobody out. Bottom of six. Iser ready. There's the pitch. Bunted. Popped up. The catcher's going to grab it. Milanowski back to first. Not in time. So big play by Milanowski. Catching that popped up bunt. And that'll bring up Jack Graber. Graber has flown out to center, flown out to right, and walked to push in a run. Number two in the order, he is a left-handed batter. Gorgon leads at first for the Dodgers with one away at the bottom of the sixth inning. Heiser ready. There's the pitch, and it's called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Busy week next week. We'll be at Ithaca on Monday, I believe, at River Valley on Tuesday. Don't look too far ahead the way the spring weather has been. The pitch is called a strike. 1-1 on Graber. Every other day, we missed yesterday. Today couldn't be any better. Let's take this day with us the rest of spring. Gorgon leads at first. One ball, one strike, one away in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul this way down the first baseline for strike two. And the count, one ball and two strikes. He'll take the baseball back to Keegan Heiser. Runner at first base. Heiser working on the batter. Graber, one ball, two strikes to the belt. And the pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Milanowski. Abbott ready to come out swinging it. Didn't have to. Two balls and two strikes on Jack Graber. Riley Berg due next for the Dodgers. Iser ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. First base was occupied. He does run to first, but he is out for out number two Gorgon stays at first, and Riley Berg will be the batter. Berg has walked, hit into a fielder's choice, and reached on an error. Two away in the sixth. Keegan Heiser set to work for the Blackhawks. Elinowski sets up the target. Here's the pitch. Back the batter away. One ball and no strikes. Looking at the River Valley 7. They will have the 5, 6, and 7 batters up. Leading by potentially 3 runs. They can get out of this inning. Here's the high fly to right field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Runner stops at second, Gorgon, and Riley Berg at first with his first hit. That will bring up the cleanup man, Ben Hawkinson, and it brings up the tying run to the plate. 8-5, River Valley, the Blackhawks have led from the get-go, scoring 6 in the second inning. Egan Heiser trying to get out, back to the dugout. Here's the pitch. There's the ball. One ball and no strikes. Dodgeville has never gone 1-2-3 today. Target up. 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and ripped down the third baseline. Off the bag, down the line. It's going to be a fair ball. They've got the brakes on the runner at third, and they're loaded up. Boy, that ball banged off the bag, went straight up in the air at third base, and a nice backup by the shortstop, Logan Willis, who went over to field that ball and kept a run from scoring. So now, bases loaded. That'll bring up Noah Pitts, who has a home run in this game. One swing of the bat could give the Dodgers the lead. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Hawkinson with a single. Gorgon at third, Berg at second, Hawkinson at first, nothing in one on Pitts. Heiser looking in for the target from the windup. Here's the pitch. That went low. Blocked by Milanowski. Abbott's had a tough game back there. He's had to do a lot of blocking. He's had runners at third that he's had to be very conscious of. One and one. Here's the pitch, bounced towards third, knocked down there, picked up, and now Yonke on the bag in time in front of the runner. And that'll do it for the Dodgers. Dips into a fielder's choice here in the sixth inning. No runs and 3 base hits. No errors, 3 left aboard. We go to the bottom, we go to the top of the seventh inning after 6 complete here at Centennial Park. River Valley leads it 8-5 over the Dodgers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take-and-bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Aiden Murphy continues his warm-up pitches here for the Dodgeville Dodgers. They'll be facing River Valley's Danny Yonke, Jordan Gallagher, and Trey White. River Valley leading it 8-5 here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball. Been a long game, and we still have an inning to go here at Centennial Park. Talked about today, Major League Baseball games are about a minute or two quicker so far than last year. I think they've been averaging 2 hours and 35 minutes for 9 innings of baseball. We are ready. Murphy set to face Yonke, who's got a hit in 3 trips and 1 run score. looking in for the target. Here's Murphy's pitch. It's low. One ball and no strikes. River Valley went 1-2-3 in the order in the sixth inning. That was the second time today. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. Yankee trying to pick one out. If you're River Valley playing on the road, never enough, right? This one is down low for a ball. 2-1. The Dodgers trying to hold them and get back to the dugout. They have found some fire with the bat. From the windup, here's a pitch popped up. Foul. Out of play. Back over into the park. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looks like there might be a picnic going on over there. Always a good time. Nice night for a picnic. 2-2 from the batter. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Murphy with a fastball. Yankee goes around strong and is out. One away. 5 strikeouts for Aiden Murphy, who came on in relief of Joey Ottobaum in the third inning. Jordan Gauger, the batter, he's been on base twice. Singled in 3 trips. He has scored a run. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. It is nothing and one. Murphy back, kind of finding his rhythm. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the Blackhawk hitter. Gauger checks his swing, now stands in. The 0-2 from Murphy is just below the knee. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 8-5 River Valley here on the top of the seventh inning. Murphy from the windup, the 1-2 offering. Up, foul, and out of play. Over into the Apple Grove once again. Well, they fight over him here trying to go to see who can find the baseball. It's kind of a treasure hunt. 1-2 offering. There's the pitch just above the letters. And the count is even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Might pick up a few wood ticks, too, while you're getting the baseball, huh? 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy from the windup. There's the pitch. Outside, ball 3. Full count now on the batter. 1 out, nobody on in the 7th for the Blackhawks. The payoff pitch from Murphy. There it is, ripped in the air to center. Coming over the center field to the right fielder, over, diving effort, and they can't get it. It's a base hit for Jordan Gauger, and he is aboard in the 7th inning. So a 1-out hit for River Valley, and that'll bring up Trey White. Trey has had a successful day, reached on an error and scored in the 2nd, walked in the 3rd, and singled in the 5th. Black River Valley had 2 bunt singles in a row in the 5th. Here's the pitch, strike 1 call. Nothing and 1 on the batter, 1 away, runner at 1st. Bull River Valley leading 8-5 here in the 7th inning. Murphy working, eyes the runner at 1st. He is set. Now takes a little bit too much time. The batter steps out. Jordan Gauger back at first base. Gets his lead. Riley Berg plays the bag for the Dodgers. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's high. 1 ball and 1 strike to the hitter. Murphy back to work. Here's the pitch. Low, ball 2. So 2-1 on the hitter. Gauger will move up on the handles a little bit. Murphy is set. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 3-1 on Trey White. Logan Willis due next. Only 1 away in the River Valley 7th inning. Murphy to the plate. Swing and a foul back. Trey White got just a piece of it. Looking at the Dodgeville 7th inning, they'll have 6, 7, and 8 up in the order. Down by at least 3 runs. Murphy with a runner leading at first. Here's the changeup. It's high. He walked in. There are two aboard with only one away in the seventh inning. That will bring up number 12, Logan Willis. For Murphy, that is the third walk given up. Two on, one away for River Valley with a number 8 hitter, Logan Willis up. He is 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. That's the strike at the waist. And it is nothing and one to the batter. Runners tag and lead now at 1-2. The 0-1 offering, bunted foul. Strike two. Nothing and two to the hitter. Runners back and ready. Willis steps out. Logan back in. He'll choke up on the bat. Murphy ready. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. It's high. One ball and two strikes. Both these teams looking for improvement. Both teams featuring a lot of underclassmen. 1-2 offering is high. Count even. Two balls and two strikes. They've had some long innings. River Valley sending 10 men to the plate in the second. Godshill sending 10 to the plate. That was in the fifth. There's a swing and a miss. And there are two away. Big strikeout for Aiden Murphy. He's got six today. And it's up to Jaden Gallagher. Jaden has reached on an error and scored. He has blown out, had a hit bid taken away last time. Here's the strike call. Nothing in one to the batter. That was the one you may recall that River Valley was doubled off at second base and almost runner going from third to home. Could have almost been thrown out as well. Here's a high pop to right field. Who's got it? Second baseman back makes the call. Can't get it. One run will score for the Blackhawks. It's 9-5. An insurance run for River Valley as Jordan Gauger comes home. That means Trey White goes to third. And Gauger at first base. Jaden gets one in there. The batter, Caden Plumlee. Back to the top of the River Valley order. Caden looking for his first hit. He does have an RBI. Runners at the corners. The pitch with a runner going. There's a strike. Throw back to the pitcher, trying to juke that third base runner at no go. Staying put with Trey White. Jaden Gallagher's stays at second base there after taking a wide look. Stolen base there. Nothing in one. To the batter. Two outs in the River Valley top half of the seventh inning. Aiden Murphy from the windup. There is the pitch. Bounce toward third down the line. Backhanded. Long throw by Hunterbaum, and they got him. Strong throw by the third baseman. And that will do it for the Blackhawks. They do get an insurance run. They get it on a hit. There was an odd error and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 7 here at Centennial Park. River Valley 9, Dodgeville 5 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. River Valley leads it 9-5, three outs away from avenging a 3-2 loss to Dodgeville recently. This one, the follow-up game. Rained out a couple of weeks back when we were here. Tonight, a whole different story. The batters for Dodgeville, Aiden Murphy will lead it off. A chance to help his cause. He's got two hits tonight, has scored a run for the Dodgers. A couple of swings and the batter is in. And Keegan Heiser ready. There's the pitch. Popped up right field side, down the line, and out of play. Strike one. It'll be Murphy, then Brady Jabs, and Joey Unterbaum. Dodgeville four runs down in the seventh. Here's the pitch inside and hitting. There's the start for the Dodgers. They've had base runners in every inning. So one on, hit by a pitch. That might be the first time that's happened today for either side. Brady Jabs, the batter. He has popped out, reached on an error, and singled. He has scored a run. So the Dodgers, are they looking for a pinch runner or a courtesy runner for the pitcher? They will. Going to the dugout to get Aiden Murphy off the bases. And going with Carson Muldrum. Carson running for the second time in the game. Here's the pitch. Reach out and touch the left field. The left fielder coming over. He's got it. Jaden Gauger pulls it in for out number one, and Murphy heads back to first base. Joe, one away, and Unterbaum, the batter. 9-5, River Valley within two outs of going back 17 miles on the box with a win. Here's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Murphy back to first base. Chase Gilbertson playing the bag for the Blackhawks. Heiser to the belt. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched to center field. Coming on is Griffin Sprecher. Coming on, and he can't get it. He overran it. Runners are going to move. Over to second base is Murphy and Unterbaum at first base. That's the second time that has happened, one for each team. And I'm wondering a little bit with the sun, there's kind of a shadow in the outfield, if that has a little bit to do with it as well. Fielders coming in further than they need. So the ball will drop in there. And that'll bring up Ryan Gordon. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball knocked down by the pitcher. It flips to second. They won't get it. Everybody is safe. They're loaded up. Look out. Here come the Dodgers with a tying run up in this seventh inning and one away. My, oh, my. You get that first out, and it looks like, okay, we only need two more. Those two are pretty hard to come by sometimes. Gorgon at first base. They're loaded, and now a timeout as the coaching staff will come to the mound and talk it over with River Valley pitcher and infield. 9-5, Blackhawks leading in what has been a wild Southwest Wisconsin Conference game here. Lots of games going on tomorrow. There are quite a few tournament games going on and some baseball triangulars. I know Richland Center hosts a triangular tomorrow in baseball, softball action, hosting that as well tomorrow. River Valley with a big track meet going on tonight, and then tomorrow at Riverdale, the big Ginger Maury Invitational, which involves many of our local teams. The conference is over. 9-5, River Valley, top of the order coming up for the Dodgers. That's Nathan Johnson. Keegan Heiser back to work. He's been out in relief since the last inning. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched the left field. The left fielder is back. He is back, and he has got it. Runner tags at third. Throw coming on to third. Not in time. It is 9-6. I want to tell you, Nathan Johnson just missed tying this game with a grand slam home run. Jaden Gauger right back to the fence to pull it in, and there are two outs. RBI for Johnson, and that brings up Jack Graber. Runners at the corners. Honorbaum at third. Gorgon at first. For the left-handed hitter, Jack Graber. 0 for 3 tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. He took a